have Mr. B.J. Tucker?
Rosa.
We'd like for you to tell us what you like the most about your son, Dr. Lowenstein.
Now, Mrs. Faber, if you would ask me what I like most about a chicken, I would tell you the drumstick. I suppose you mean what traits do I like best?
That's right.
I like the fact that this boy always minds his parents. He never disobeys. He's always truthful. And he's a good sport. Of course, that is only a father's opinion. Seriously, there are many things a father likes about his son. The love and affection that he gets from him, companionship, and just the satisfaction of seeing a child grow up under your responsibility.
Well, I'm pretty glad to find that we do have fathers who are interested in PTA. Did you know that in some parts of the state that we have fathers who are presidents of the PTA? That was a very surprising fact to me to find out, but we do have. Joseph, I suppose you tell us what you like most about your dad.
Well, I have the same question. He started giving me all his duplicates when he was a boy. He plays games with me sometimes, and he teaches me a lot of things.
It's really not a particularly fair question, is it, to say, well, what do you like about your dad, or what do you like about your son? But after all, if we're going to find out the human relationship angle, we're going to have to ask you those questions, and we feel that you will be perfectly truthful in your answers. Of course, it's sort of like taking an examination.
Bobby, do you want me to tell you the story about Little Red Riding Hood? She wanted to go see her grandmother, and she put on her little red coat and her little red cap and took her little basket of goodies, and she went over into the woods to pick some flowers for her grandma, and then she met the wolf, and the wolf wanted to know where she was going. And she said, I'm going to see my grandma. He said, I'll go this way, and you go that way. And so the wolf got to the grandmother's house, and then he went knock, knock, knock on the door. And the grandmother said, who's there? And he said, it's Red Riding Hood. She said, open the door and come in. And he came in and he put on the grandmother's nightgown and her cap, and he got in bed. But then Little Red Riding Hood came, and she knocked on the door. And then he said, come in. And she came in, and she said, ooh, Grandma, what big you.
And certainly they should get our full support.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Lowenstein. Thank you. Your other father, the chair. Why don't you tell us your version of a good father?
I believe, as has been brought out before, that a good father is one naturally who provides the physical needs for his family, but also serves as a good example. I know that my own father, I consider to be a good father because he set a good example for me, and I expect to try to do the same for my son.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lowenstein. Joseph, don't you tell us, Al, what you think the good son does?
Well, I think a good son is a boy, or a girl, I mean a boy, is just... It is.